Yertle the Turtle by Dr. Zeus. On the faraway island of Salamisand, Yertle the Turtle is king of the pond. A nice little pond, clean, neat, water is warm, plenty to eat. The turtles have everything turtles might need. Oh, they're all very happy indeed. Well, they were. Until Yertle, the king of them all, decided the kingdom he ruled was too small.
"I'm ruler," says Yertle, "of all that I see, but I don't see enough. There's a stone for a throne. I look down on my pond, but I cannot look down on the places beyond. The throne that I sit on is too low. It ought to be higher. Oh, if I could sit higher, how much greater I'd be. Ho, ho, what a king! I'd be ruler of all that I see."
So Yertle the Turtle lifted his hand and gave a command.
"I want 9 turtles to swim to my stone. I shall use their bodies to build a new throne."
And he made each turtle stand on each other's back, and he piled them all up in a 9 turtle stack. And then he climbed up and sat down on the pile.
"Ha ha! This is more like it! What a wonderful view! I can see almost a mile, maybe even 2.
So all through that morning he sat there so high, saying over and over, "What a great king am I!" Until long about noon he heard a faint sigh.
"What's that?"
snapped the king. And he saw at the bottom of his 9 turtle stack a turtle named Mac. And this plain little turtle looked up and he said,
"Begging your pardon, King Yertle, but I've pains in my back and my shoulders and knees. How long must we stand here, Your Majesty? Please?"
"Silence!" the king of the turtles barked back. "I am the king! You're just a turtle named Mac! You stay in your place while I sit here and rule. I'm king of a cow, king of a mule, king of a house, a bush, a cat. As that isn't all, I'm a-going to do better than that. My throne's a-going to be higher. Bring me more turtles,"
he bellowed and brayed. Well, again, from below in that great heavy stack came a groan from that plain little turtle named Mac.
"Oh, Your Majesty, please, I don't like to complain, but down here below we are feeling such pain. I know up on top you are seeing great sights, but down at the bottom we too should have rights."
"You hush your mouth!" howled the mighty King Yertle. "You've no right to talk to the world's highest turtle. There is nothing, no nothing that is higher than me."
Well, that plain little turtle below in the stack, that plain little turtle whose name was Mac, decided he had taken enough. And he had. That plain little Mac did a plain little thing. That's right, he burped, and his burp shook the throne of Yertle the king. And Yertle the turtle, the king of the trees, king of the air, the birds and the bees, king of a house and a cow and a mule. That was the end of the turtle king's rule, because Yertle, the king of all Salamisand, fell off his high throne.
Splash!
Right into the pond. And today, that great Yertle, that marvelous he, is king of the mud. That's all he can see. And the turtles, of course, well, all the turtles are free, as turtles, and maybe all creatures, should be.